It is 3 p.m. here in Brooklyn, New York, and you are tuned into another episode of Mood Indigo live right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is DJ Susie, and until 5 p.m. this evening, I'm here in the studio to curate some songs for your mood. You know, the summertime is a beautiful time, but it can also get overwhelming. It can also feel like there's so much to do, you don't want to have any FOMO, you want to get out there, and you know, now that the doors are kind of cracked open for us, it's been feeling kind of nice to socialize, but in that same breath, sometimes we need to take a step back and, you know, have a moment for ourselves. The show we have today is titled Lots on the Mind, and we have songs that are there for a moment of solitude, but can also be there for a moment among friends. This is the 144th show of Mood Indigo with Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm so excited to play a lot of these songs. Some of them are brand new, some of them are a little bit older. So, it's a nice little mix there for you. But I think we should just get right into it. The first song we're going to listen to today is titled Once More to See You by Mitski. I haven't listened to this song in a while, so I'm excited to share this moment with you all. Once again, you're listening to Mood Indigo on Radio Free Brooklyn. And here we go with Once More to See You from Mitski.
I can tell your mind goes in and out holes. I can tell your mind goes. I can tell your mind goes. Your mind goes. I can tell your mind goes. No God above you and me. Don't you wanna come and touch me? Me? What do you ketamine? How are you ketamine? You are so ketamine. You are so, you are so. Come down, down.
If you are just now tuning in, you are listening to Mood Indigo right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And this mix we have today is titled Lots on the Mind. So I'll go ahead and let you know the songs we had that opened up this show. So starting us off was Mitski and her song Once More to See You off of the album Puberty 2, which is the fourth studio album from Mitski, and that was released in 2016. And gee whiz, it does not feel like that came out 5 years ago now. It's kind of crazy. Really transports you back, you know? Following that was the band Black Button and their song Casualties of Progress from the EP I Want to Be in Control, which was released at the beginning of this year. And Black Button are a group from Richmond, Virginia. And they're doing it, y'all. They're doing it. They got a nice, nice hard sound going on, and it's not just one note, which I love. It's not just straight up hardcore. It's not just straight up punk. It's got a nice little medley going on there. There's some grunge influence. It's nice. Following that was Violet Tchotchke and Ali X with the song Mistress Violet. That is a single that the two artists released earlier this summer. Yeah, and Violet Tchotchke, if you're unfamiliar, is a drag queen who was made very popular by the show RuPaul's Drag Race. And Ali X is a pop legend in the experimental pop world. And the two of them coming together is just such a beautiful blend. I'm absolutely obsessed with this song. I really can't get enough of it. And the music video also is just top tier. Absolutely something to check out. Amazing looks. It's got a cool, you know, 80s vintage style. And, you know, there's bondage in there. So shouts out to that. Following that, we listened to the song Ketamine, and it is the New York mix, and that is by Anonymous Club and Pretty Sick. Anonymous Club is a collective of creatives that are, I guess, from Hood by Air. I don't know how else to, you know, say it. Or behind Hood by Air, I suppose, which is a fashion brand and so much more. But Anonymous Club is based right here in New York, I'm pretty sure. But Pretty Sick is also a group based right here in New York. And I'm absolutely in love with the band Pretty Sick, and I love Sabrina, the vocalist. I love her voice, and I'm absolutely dying for this song. I've listened to it so much, and it's definitely a single that I've been enjoying this summer. And then we toned it down a little bit with a song from Howdy. We listened to the song Around Again, and that is one of the more recent singles that they have released from their album True Love, which is coming on October 1st, and it is the fourth LP from Howdy, the Austin, Texas band. And I absolutely adore Howdy. I think they have a nostalgic sound, and it's just so clean and crisp and good, and it has the southern twang and country influence, but it still has, you know, that indie rock edge, and it's just comfort music to me. It just feels so good, and it really brings emotion out of me. So big love for Howdy. I'm super bummed both the Purgatory shows they're playing here in Brooklyn got sold out so fast, because I really, really wish I was going, but I digress. Once again, you are listening to Mood Indigo right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And we're going to go into this next set, and it's going to be a journey. So I hope that you strap in and get ready for this one. Strap in and strap on for this next song, because we're listening to a Dana Dentata track. We're going to hear Panty Christ And Dana Dentata, she's freaking doing it right now, y'all. She's doing the metal, hardcore, pop, synth crossover, and it's something else. And I love it. And this song goes out to Blair. Shouts out, Blair. All right, here we go. I'll see you on the other side of this set. Once again, you're listening to Mood Indigo on Radio Free Brooklyn. Here we have Pantychrist. Pantychrist? Pantychrist.
We gather here today
They tried to bury me 6 feet, covered in the dirt. I know what's making you hate me, but you put me in a hurt. They wanna suck my blood, wanna keep me tame. From the palms of my hands is where I feel my pain. Been broken, been breaking, been busted down. Been tough as nails, take it all, not making a sound. Tried to walk on water, and I drown. I tried to walk on water, and I drown. Yeah, I think I see Jesus, I might just be freezing. While light all around me, angels are surrounded. You don't know about me, don't you ever fucking doubt me. 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 Don't you ever fucking doubt me.
Freedom from the want you different now. Let's just switch perfect now.
Yeah, she's my ujwayeleke kanjani kodwa esensukwini zanamhlanje
awa
sibona kwenzeka kanjani
awa
amantombazane ayazo.
She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it, diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket, empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. 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 Say she's crazy, she got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of your shoes. She was physically forgotten, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, "You've taken me for granted because I please you. Wearing these diamonds." And I could say, ooh, as if everybody knows what I'm talking about. As if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Sign of a wave. The poor boy changes clothes and he puts on aftershave to compensate for his ordinary shoes. And she said, "Honey, take me dancing," but they ended up by sleeping in a doorway by the bodegas and the lights on over Broadway, wearing diamonds on the soles of their shoes. And I could say, ooh. And everybody here would know what I was talking about. I mean, everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about on the soles of my shoes, yeah. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of my shoes.
If you are just now tuning in, you are listening to Mood Indigo right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. We have a mix today titled Lots on the Mind. And we are listening to such different music today, but you know, that's just the Mood Indigo way these days. Because I'm never listening to one finite sound. I'm constantly just taking in so much different stuff, so I hope it's not too jarring when we go from King Cruel to Paul Simon. I feel like that's actually not too bad of a transition, so anyway, I digress. I'll let you know the songs we listened to in this set. We started off with Panty Christ from Dana Dentata, and Dana Dentata is making some very fun music. It's definitely abrasive. It's not for everyone. I totally get it. But she does have an album that is coming out on September 3rd, which is this Friday. And I'm definitely going to listen to it. She's absolutely doing the, you know, metal, hardcore, punk, crossed with, you know, trap beats and pop hooks. And I'm cool with it. She's also come out with some pretty cool music videos in the last few months. The video for Panty Christ is honestly so sick. It's definitely a must watch. The production value is there. It's absolutely there. So if you like the song or you're just curious, I say it's worth checking out. Following that was the song Soft Drink by Cherry Glazer. And that is the latest single from Cherry Glazer. She's been dropping, you know, some singles since the end of last year, but there's been no album announcement yet or anything. Maybe she's just kind of peppering some singles around, but she is based in LA, and I think that she is onto something really cool with the music that's been released since late 2020. I've never been, you know, it's not that I don't like Cherry Glazer, I've just never been the biggest fan, I suppose. I'm not like, you know, sitting and waiting for every new single, but I have found myself going back and listening to the new singles, so maybe I am a fan, you know, never say never. I'm a fan. Anyway, I'm stoked to hear more from them, Cherry Glazer. Then we listen to the song Stoned Again by King Cruel, and that is from the album Man Alive, which was released last year in 2020, and is the fourth studio album from King Cruel. I absolutely adore him as an artist. I love the jazz fusion, I love the punk, I love the emotion, the raw, raw emotion that is thrown into every King Cruel song, which is, you know, why we grew to love him in the first place. And it's pretty crazy. I saw that the album 6 Feet Beneath the Moon, that album, you know, with Easy and Borderline, Baby Blue, the hits that we all, like, you know, fell in love with, came out 8 years ago. 8 years ago. I really can't handle that. You can hear through me in the studio just having an existential crisis on time today, but anyway, I don't know what that's all about. But King Cruel, amazing, love that song. Would love to hear more from King Cruel, but I'm always open to that. Lastly, we listened to a song from Paul Simon, That was Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes, classically known wedding anthem, and it's such a good track, I can't even deny it. We got Ladysmith Black Mambazo on the track. They came all the way from South Africa to join Paul Simon in the studio for that song, and also they played on SNL with Paul Simon, which is cool. Back when, I mean, I guess SNL is still a monumentous experience, but anyway, love that song. It's really, really a song I love. I can't deny it. But okay, I'm rambling here. We got some more songs to listen to. But I do want to say, before we listen to some more songs, is that Radio Free Brooklyn does have a newsletter. And you can download or subscribe, I mean, to the newsletter by going to radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter. This newsletter is not here to bother you. This newsletter is not here to crowd your inbox. It just comes into your email once a month and updates you on what we got going on here at the station. So any new shows we have, any events that could be happening soon, nothing too much yet, but, you know, maybe soon. But really, any Radio Free Brooklyn news that you need, you can get that ish right through the newsletter. And, yeah, also download the app. That's what I wanted to say. Download the Radio Free Brooklyn app. All you gotta do is go to the Google Play Store or the App Store, search Radio Free Brooklyn, and there you go. You're locked and loaded with the RFB app. But now we're going to listen to Bjork. We're going to listen to the song There's More to Life Than This. You are listening to Mood Indigo on Radio Free Brooklyn. And I'll see you on the other side of the set. Here's Bjork for you.
Thank you. driving up the wall. I'm the
You are tuned into Mood Indigo right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. We're listening to the Lots on the Mind mix, which really just means, you know, we always got a lot going on in our little brains. Sometimes it's hard to organize our thoughts, and that's okay. And I feel like this song, or this set, the show today kind of is a little bit everywhere, which, I mean, I think all my shows recently have just been a nice little broad mixture of music, so I hope that you've been enjoying that. But yeah, so hopefully you can find a certain mood that you've been feeling within this mix today, and I'll let you know what we just listened to in that pretty big set. So we started off with the song There's More to Life Than This, and that is by none other than Bjork. And that song is actually a live track that was recorded at the Milk Bar Toilets, which Milk Bar is a famed DJ that was, you know, making his rounds back in the 90s. And that was his spot, and I think it's a really cool way to do a live track on your album, in the way that Bjork did. And there's that moment where she kind of goes backstage for a second, everything gets muffled except for her vocals, and then she comes back out, you can hear the crowd again, and I think that's such a cool thing, such a cool idea. And we wouldn't have so much of the music that we listen to today if it wasn't for Bjork, like the song we listened to after Bjork. I could argue that song was Good Puss by Cobra, and that was released this year in 2021. Cobra is a Swedish artist making BDSM pop. Cobra's not afraid to talk about sex, not afraid to go there, and that's something I love. I love when music is sex positive, and, you know, for yourself, for others, for you and a partner, for you with no one, whatever it is, it's sick to have that type of music, you know, to really gas you up, make you feel good before you go out, or when you're out, or whatever. So listen to more Cobra. I think she's got more music on the horizon. Following that was Skinny Puppy with the song Warlock, and that is from the 1989 album Rabies, which is the fifth full-length from Skinny Puppy. And I absolutely adore Skinny Puppy. I feel like they were, you know... Dana Dentata is doing what Skinny Puppy did in the 80s. Not really, but it's kind of an equivalent, I guess you could say. Kind of, you know, the industrial, hardcore mashup with electro sounds of the 80s has transcended into trap beats with hardcore of the nows. I don't know. I'll work that one out. I'll circle back. Maybe that'll be its own show. You know, we'll see what happens there. But anyway, Skinny Puppy, so, so tight. This song actually features a sample of the Beatles playing Helter Skelter and the guitar riff from Helter Skelter. And also this song, that little vocal sample that you hear throughout, is actually Charles Manson. And that's another thing, you know, I was thinking about when that song was playing, was we still have this weird worship and this weird homage to, you know, evil minds of yesteryear, like Charles Manson. But then evil minds of now, we don't do that. I wonder, like, is there a 10-year cap of when we're like, okay, now they're sick? Like, are we going to be like, yo, Jeff Bezos, what an icon in like 20 years? Are we going to put him on a shirt and call it punk? I don't know. Probably not. I guess these are two different things. Because Charles Manson stood for, you know, I'm not on the second thought, I'm not going to get into this right now, but just something to think about. Evil mind worship of then and now. Could be your college dissertation, You're so welcome for that thesis. Anyway, after that, we listened to Arat and the song Shame. And that is from the most recent album, Car, which was released last month, actually, in August of 2021. And I'm a big fan of this group. They're doing the dark wave. They are from LA, and they sing all their songs in Urdu, which is a language that is primarily spoken in Pakistan, but also spoken in India. I think it's really cool that they are keeping that language, or bringing that language over here to the US and making this music that it's super, you know, palatable with. I mean, it could be palatable with anything. But I think that it really works well with this dark wave sound, and I like it. I mean, this is me saying that from my English-speaking American ears, so I understand how boxy that is. But anyway, I absolutely love that record. You should totally check it out if you dug it. Once again, that's Arat, A-U-R-A-T. The new album is Kahar, K-H-A-A-R. So... they're on Bandcamp. Totally check them out. And then we listened to a new song from Tony Seltzer and Earth Eater. That last track was Joyride, and that is a single from Tony Seltzer and Earth Eater. Tony is releasing a mixtape called Hey Tony, dropping on September 10th. And he is a New York City producer. He produces for a lot of rappers around here, and he also is now working with Earth Eater and a few other artists on the new mixtape. And I'm a huge Earth Eater fan, so anything that she touches, I'm stoked on. And I really, really love this new song. It's about Grand Theft Auto, you know, the video game. So that's fun. The music video is really sick too. Definitely check it out. But okay. You know, I think I've done my fair share of ranting and raving right now, and we have a lot more music I want to listen to, and this next set is fun. Once again, we're going a little bit of everywhere. It might feel a little chaotic, but I hope you're ready for it, because each of these songs is really, really sick, in my opinion. So firstly, we're going to listen to a little song from Caroline Loveglow, remixed by George Clanton. It's called Patience, Etc. You're listening to Mood Indigo.
Showing up wearing black and heating on the he's on death row, but I'll say it with his chest out. His friends moved out, he hasn't tried coke, but he's always had a problem seeing now. His older brother backed a valedictorian. His mother said he's screaming, he should be more like him.
Yeah. bleach my hair, mess it up, take my life, dress it up, sign the deal. I got paper cuts, they wanted them, but they got us. Yeah, yeah. Smoked a blunt, had a kid, don't belong, I'm a punk, hello world, you fucking suck. Hey, hey, keep my mouth shut and wave. Hey, hey, I'm dancing on my grave. Cause I was an angel face, baby.
Baby,
committing suicide. Hey, hey, keep my mouth shut and wave. Hey, hey, I'm dancing on my grave. My hair, mess it up, take my life, dress it up, sign the deal. I got paper cuts, they wanted down, but they got us.
Just lean this way and I'm
stuck inside and terrified, suppressed, rewind. And it's 1999 and say,
are tuned in to Mood Indigo right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Today we've been listening to the Lots on the Mind mix, and I'm gonna let you know what we just listened to in that last set. So we started off with a song by Caroline Lovegrow, remixed Love Glow. I think I said Love Grow. Caroline Love Glow, remixed by George Clanton, and that was the song Patience Etc. And Caroline Love Glow is one of the newer members of the 100% Electronica family, which is George Clanton and Negative Gemini's label. And they're definitely getting some cool people on board. I am a huge George Clanton fan and a huge Negative Gemini fan, so pretty much anything they touch, I think, has some swagoo, if you will. But yeah, I'm a big fan. I think that there's definitely some more good stuff to come from Caroline Love Glow, and I'm excited to listen to it. Following that, we listened to a song from Ethel Kane, and that was the song Crush off of the release Inbred, which was put out this year in 2021. And I'll be candid and say it's not like that song is anything groundbreaking or new or crazy or different, but I love it. I don't know what it is, but I absolutely love that song. Maybe it just strikes a chord for me, but it's a really, really sick track. And Ethel Kane is super young. She's only 23. And there's a really cool Pitchfork article on her that I was reading the other day that definitely, you know, gave some context for all of Ethel's music, which I think is probably why maybe I like it so much. It also kind of sets a landscape, sets a tone for the artist. And just a tiny, tiny brief window into that before I carry on. So Ethel is the stage name of Hayden, and I can't remember her last name. It was long and had some accents over the vowels, so I probably would mispronounce it. But Hayden, she was from Florida, grew up in a super religious household, and then her and a few friends just moved to this church in Indiana that was for rent, and they're living in this church. They think it's haunted, and she's been creating music, and it's haunting, and you can hear, you know, the honesty that's in the music, which maybe is also why I'm so attracted to it. But anyway, I just want to keep ranting about the article, but you should just read it. It's on Pitchfork, Ethel Kane. It's like a little bio on her. But anyway, following that song, we listened to Deaf Heaven and the song In Blur, and that's off of their latest release, Infinite Granite, which was put out this year, and it is the fifth album from Deaf Heaven. And, you know, everyone's saying it's such a softer side of them, and it absolutely is. It's not as, you know, it feels a little more leaning towards shoegaze than the black metal, the post-black metal that they've made in the past, but, you know, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. I'm not upset. I like a little, you know, I like what they got going on. And Deaf Heaven do hail from San Francisco. They've been a band for a little over 10 years now, and you know, we all remember Sunbather and that gorgeous moment in history. Anyway, following that, we listened to a song from Machine Gun Kelly, and that was Paper Cuts. And you know, I get it. I get it. It's capitalism's punk. It's capitalism. It's what the man thinks we want in a pop punk hardcore artist. And I don't care. You know what? I'm eating it up. I'm eating it up. I think that song's a bop. I'm totally here for it. I genuinely think it's a fun song. And I know that no one is attacking me for liking Machine Gun Kelly, but I always feel as though I have to, like, defend him or, like, defend my fandom. But, you know, he is definitely not an angel or anything, but I like the song. Anyway, the last song we listened to in the set was from The Blossom and their song Hardcore Happy, which is from the EP 97 Blossom, which is the group's debut EP. They are an LA group, and they have they're backed by Kevin Abstract, who's helped produce with them, and they're on his new label, Video Store Records. Maybe it's just Video Store, but it is super cool. I'm absolutely a fan of The Blossom. It's a little bit, you know, sugary, and I like that. So I hope you dug that song too. But we have some time for a few more songs before I have to skip out of the studio. And you know, I hope you're enjoying this, you know, super eclectic group of songs. And if you're digging this, there is a place to go where you can get more of this. All you have to do is go to moodindigo.live. That is my personal website where I have all my shows archived on there, and you can go there, check out the playlists, and just freaking vibe out, you know what I mean? Which is a show that I have previously done, so you can see the Vibe Out mix on there. And you can see all 143 other shows that I've done here with Radio Free Brooklyn. It's super crazy that I've had this many. There's countless hours of music for you to tune into, and you know, I absolutely enjoy doing this, so I hope that you enjoy listening to the songs. You don't have to necessarily listening is what I'm trying to say here. My ramblings, because I get it. You know, I'm screaming about Machine Gun Kelly. I'm screaming about, you know, God knows what. All right, well, see, here I go. I'm trailing off again. We're going to listen to some more music. Go to moodindigo.live also. But we're going to listen to more music here. We're going to hear from Medio Mutante next. And this song is called Another Land. You are listening to Mood Indigo on Radio Free Brooklyn. Let's get into it. I'll see you on the other side. This is Another Land for you.
Llevaste vibe has been pretty fucking crazy, 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 crazy.
If you are just now tuning in, you are listening to Mood Indigo right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is DJ Susie, and I'll let you know the last few tracks we listened to in the Lots on the Mind mix. So we started off with Medio Mutante and the song Another Land. And that is from their album, Another Land, from 2008. And the group hails from Mexico City, Mexico. Following that, we heard one of the latest singles from Porches. And that was Lately. Porches' album, All Day Gentle Hold, will be released on October 8th. And the whole record was recorded in his bedroom, written and recorded in there. And I absolutely am a huge Porches fan. I'm so stoked to hear the rest of that album. And then that last track was from Erykah Badu. That was The Healer. And that's from the album New America Part 1, which is also from 2008. And Erykah's truly a living legend. It's amazing that we walk this earth at the same time as her. But okay, I mean, I guess we're finishing up here. We did the whole show, we did the whole thing, we did the shebang. I hope that you enjoyed all of these songs that came your way. I know it was random. I know you probably didn't like them all, but maybe you did. Maybe you found something new that you love. And that's all I can ever ask for is, you know, for someone to take away at least one song that they really liked from the show. But all right, once again, I'm DJ Susie. This has been Mood Indigo right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. I will be in the studio next week, same time, same place, 3 to 5 p.m. on Wednesdays, to play some more music to curate your mood. We're going to close out the show with a song from the Stone Roses. We're going to listen to I Want to Be Adored, because, you know, it's been a while, and I think we're due for it, so. Here we go with that track. And I'll catch y'all later. Have a great week. Keep your head up.